Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So needless the danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
Well, He warned of the danger that lie in their path,
but they heed not His mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, your heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what does the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
Said that His kingdom was not of this world.
So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. For those who so carelessly forgotten their God. The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things He's done, of sending His only Son, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. For this is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for the Lord's return. All things are ready now. So come by my ear, he that hath an ear to hear. The evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words He gave, accepting the word of God. For this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for the Lord to meet. All things are ready now, the combine I hear. Eat a happily ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, the combine I hear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, so come thine eye here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not trust in man's philosophy. When my world is wrecked by confusion, I'll run to the refuge on my knees. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. He said he'll be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. He said he'll be the light that lights my pathway. Time and time again he has proven true. An ever-present help in my troubled days. Exactly what he said, that's what he'll do. I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will lean on the everlasting arm. I will rest in the blessed rock of ages. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. Assured that in his shadow I am safe from harm. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind seems to roll. No matter how dark will be the night,
Everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. Rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to roll. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord, to worship you in spirit and truth, magnify your great and holy name, exalt you above all other gods, Lord. We just give you thanks for another day of life and the many things you've done for us and are still doing for us. We just pray it happens with your word, especially in these closing days of time, that we'll stay on track, that we'll hear your heartbeat, Lord, and see only the things that you want us to say, Lord. We just continue to pray for these other right people, pray for our families and our children, Lord, that you will ignite them and give them a belief structure, that they'll believe on the things we're saying here, Lord, because we know they're eternal, they're words of eternal life, Lord. We just pray you'll give them joy unspeakable, full of glory, Lord, and allow them to see that we're saying here is the truth, Lord. There's nothing else out there outside of this truth. Lord, we've honed us out from before the foundation of the world, and all we're doing, we're just delivering the things that you've given us to see and hear. And we just pray, Lord, you continue to do with us as you see fit, as we don't have a program, we don't have no agenda, we don't know from one day to the next, but we just know, Lord, that you're leading and guiding us by your Spirit, Lord. We just say, we just continue to do that, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen. I guess that Eddie Biskell died. And he's the one that baptized me in Jesus' name. So I have a somewhat respect for him. And that respect, and he was one of the, what we call the Burnhamite movement. He was the Cadillac of that movement. He was the one that really put it out there, real thick, about Brother Branham, God sending a prophet, the prophet, the prophet. And apparently he went hunting with him, and he had hands on about the prophet, you know, Brother Branham. And he had his church out there, a big church, at Cloverdale Bible Way, and a lot of Hutterites out there, a lot of people all around the world that was affected by him. And you can just go on YouTube, and everybody has something good to say about the man. And I know him, I know of him, but like I say, everybody has something to say about him. But really, what does the Lord say about the man? Where does he stand in the economy of God? That's what's more important than anything. And when the Lord brought me, he opened my understanding that God sent the prophet. I was out in his church. That's where the Lord told me. Like I said in one of my testimonies, I was at home looking out the window, and I said, Lord, there's got to be something out there somewhere. I knew it was not in these denominations. I knew it was not in the Hutterite church. I said, Lord, there's got to be something. I'm going to go into my car, and I'm going to drive until you show me. And he saw what I was willing to. I was willing to walk away from everything. I was willing to give up my life and the whole works. And then I went to my car, because I had already been terminated, and I had an opportunity to go buy a car. And then I went through these denominational systems, and I found out there's just another Hutterite colony. Those churches out there, there's Pentecostals and everything. And like I say, I looked out the window, Lord, there's got to be something. And my family was crying, and oh man, it was a very solemn at the time. But I knew that I hadn't finished my court. I hadn't found out what I was looking for yet, because we had a man come to our house. And he told us that her writing is not it. He had out of the body experience. He was dead for 17 minutes or something. And then it really hit me. And I knew I'm just wasting my life here supporting a system that at the end of the day it's nothing. And I said, I looked out the window, I said, Lord, there's got to be something. And I walked from the house with my bag to the car, and there the Lord spoke to me, go out to Vancouver. And as he spoke to me, he gave me a vision of a building, a church building. And I knew I got to head west, so I started heading west, and the rest is history. And that's where I was introduced to the ministry of Brother Branham. And then Eddie Biskle, he was the head of that church out there. You can go on and you can find all his sermons, everything he said and did on Cloverdale Bible. It's all on the internet. But as I was in there about 3 days, that once I got baptized, once Eddie Biskle baptized me, I got a warning from the Lord. Be very careful. There's a lot of danger in that movement, in that Brenhamite movement. And he showed me two people, like just in my spirit. And one of them, the first one was Eddie Biskle. And the other one was that Milko. And if you look just at it with the natural eye, you would think, people thought I was crazy, mm-hmm. because I let them know. Mm-hmm. They thought I was crazy when I said, man, Eddie Biskle is the big man here. What are you talking about? And as time went on, I began to see little things that the natural guy doesn't see, because the natural person didn't get that warning. When God gives you a warning, it goes into your spirit, and you can't let go of that, because that's just another phrase of being guided and led by the Spirit. It's just another phrase of walking with the Lord. And like I say, I told it to a few people, and they thought I was crazy. And then when I stayed there for 2-3 years on and off, I came back to Manitoba, but I was interconnected with the Brenhamite movement, because I thought it's the end all, wear all. And then, like I said, the Lord left me there for 2-3 years to learn, to be taught from the ministry of Brother Branham. And it was mostly to Eddie Biskle's preaching. They really promoted that William Branham thing. And you can go listen, if you don't believe what I'm saying, go listen to some of their sermons. They're all about the prophet. And like I say, I didn't know what was actually going on. I didn't know there was anything beyond that, because I thought I finally arrived. But I kept note of that warning. Be very careful. There's a lot of danger in there. And Eddie Biskle was the number one person that the Lord warned me about. Now, if you go up there, we tend to go up to that funeral, and I might find it strange. And why would I go up there to somebody that God has not used like the way he thinks he is? Well, there'll be thousands and thousands of people up there from all around the world, because he has affected the whole complete Brenhamite movement. He's like the big man. He's like the king of the Brenhamite movement. And they'll be there, and they'll all have nothing but good things to say about the man. But my question is, what does the Lord say in all that? Mm-hmm. Because I keep saying over and over again, after Brother Jack Brenham left the scene, the Lord had a vessel. That vessel was Raymond M. Jackson, that God's going to use, that angel is going to use now, to use his vocal cord to continue where Brother Branham left off. And all these people, all that Branhamite movement, they want to be the successor to William Branham. It's all that movement is about, because they're carnal people and they want to be the successor, and they all get very rich by that. Eddie Biskle got very rich by the ministry of Brother Branham, and then the Lord let me know, he let me see, he's just using the ministry of Brother Branham to build himself an empire. And if I told that to people, I did tell that to people, and they ousted me. They give orders to the deacon, when Sam comes in here in the church, don't let him in, just turn him around. And I knew that.
And you can see the proof is there. Like, he's a very wealthy man. Where did he get all that wealth from? It was from promoting Brother Branham, or the Branhamite movement, and that's where he gained his wealth.
And then he makes him pay 10% and they pay it to their church, 10% of everything they make. Some people have two jobs, some people, they make a lot of people, a lot of money, and there's about 800 people up there that steadily pay in 10% of their money that they make, and that, through that he gets richer. Then he had a business, he had a few businesses going, and he built some of these malls, and I mean, I don't, nobody knows how wealthy he is, but anyway, that's what happened now, that he died, and here a few years back they had a split about that church, because things that he's doing, finally money is going somewhere, using church money, funds to fund his own empire, and some people found out about it, and there was some shady things, like his daughter, she was seducing this young guy, underage guy, to have sex, and then things like that, and he knew about it, and he never did nothing about it, and things like that. But now that he's dead, these things will not be mentioned. He'll just sweep it under the rug, and he's this great man that put Brother Branham out on the podium. But all his life, all he was doing, he was unpromoting Reuben M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. He was not, didn't want nobody to go near the ministry of Reuben M. Jackson. He was holding the door tightly shut so the people will not go in. And the minute I found out later on, when the Lord took me out of that brother movement, and he took me into the school room, so to speak, of Brother Reuben M. Jackson, then I went back and told him. I even put some charts on their pegboard in the church about the countdown is on, about things from Brother Jackson. Well, I tell you what, it wasn't on there very long. Next time I looked, they had taken it down. And see, you weren't allowed to even as much as list to Brother Jackson, mm-hmm. or even as much as mention his name, because he was pegged as the blackbird because he did put in church order.
Yeah, because when I talked to Lance LaRue, that's what he said, that in that movement, it was like a no-no to listen to anybody else. You were only to listen to Brother Branham and whoever was promoting Brother Branham. So, so it was like looked down on to even mention the name Brother Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually made a trip out there when I went out to that funeral. My cousin Jake died, and I went out to the funeral, and I purposed in my heart, I'm gonna talk to Eddie Bisclay. I see him preach, I listen to him preach, but there's something missing in his mm-hmm. life. And I know exactly what was missing in his life. He needed to accept the fact that God sent Reuben M. Jackson, anointed him, and he's the successor to mm-hmm. William Branham. And then after the funeral, he had a very good funeral, man. He could really preach and get the people's attention. But anyway, after the funeral, I found him. I called him aside. I said, I need to talk to you, Brother Ed. And I called him aside, and I told him, I see you're laboring. I see you're preaching, and I really feel for you, Ed, because there's something in your preaching. Something that lets me, you still have not arrived. You haven't found that thing. I can see it in your agony, the way you're preaching. And that thing that you're working for, the thing that you're looking for, the thing that you're missing, is the fact that Reuben M. Jackson was the successor to William Branham. Ooh, no, brother. It's the Holy Spirit. Oh, so it's the best that God do. I told right to his face, and we had about a half hour talk. But he was pretty busy. Other people wanted to talk to him. But I did talk to him. I did mm-hmm. let him know. And I also let Lenzaru know. I went up there, made a special trip when I was trucking. I made it a point to call him aside. I got his phone number, and I met him out at some little corner store with a little restaurant there, and I had a talk with him, and I brought some tape, and he saw Reuben Jackson on there, and I told him I brought you some tapes. I want you to listen to them, see what you think. He said, I'm not going to take those tapes. I'm not going to touch them, because he saw Reuben M. Jackson on there. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what you were saying earlier. You couldn't even get in there. It was like a plague to listen to Reuben M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And see what the devil did. He kept the door closed. Did all these Branhamites all around the world. And there are thousands upon thousands of us all around the world. Over in Africa, there's a church. That one preacher, I heard he's got 10,000 people in his church. that guy that came by here a year ago or something, and that young guy that you said, he comes from this church. Congo. His sister used to go to church. Where, in the Congo?
Congo, yeah.
Yeah, and he just came by here, and we called him up, and he came to our door selling fire alarms or something.
Insurance or something. Yeah, it just happened. And I don't know how we got to speaking about, his name. And kind of got to find out that he was from the Brenhamite movement.
Yeah, and from the Congo, from that big church over there. Mm-hmm. And see, throughout my life, the Lord has brought these things to my attention. I'm not just beating my gums together. I'm saying things the way they need to be said in the light of truth. Like I say, there's going to be thousands of people, and all they're going to do about it, they're going to lift up Eddie Biscoe, because he had a tremendous effect all around the world.
He did, because he's known all around the world, Germany and places that you won't believe that he's been, because of the Brenhamite movement, because there's Brenhamite churches all over all over the world, and he was very well known among them, because you can read his testimonies of the places he's been, and he's witnessed a lot of stuff, because he went hunting with Brother Brenham, and he knew Brother Brenham very closely. And that's why people think, because he knew Brother Brenham so closely, that he sure was the successor of Brother Brenham. Mm-hmm. But he was not. And all the while, God was what God was doing, because Brother Jackson tried very hard in the beginning to win over the Brenhamites, to get them to see, like, number one, church order was not in the Bible, and to help them direct them in the right way. But they were such a closed book, they would not listen to him. And he finally realized that he can't get through to those people. And because the thing, what really was there is, when Brother Jackson was sitting in the meetings in Indiana, in the tabernacle under Brother Brenham, he noticed that he would say things that one day he would say it a certain way, and the next day he would say it another way. And that kind of got him wondering what is going on here. But one thing he never reared away from, I know this is God's prophet, but what is going on here? See, he was being very honest with himself. He didn't just fall and decide, you know what, I'm going to, whatever Brother Brenham says, I'm going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker, no matter what. Everything is true what the prophet says. But Brother Jackson was, in a sense, he was being very realistic. He said, I know this is God's prophet. That's one thing he would not rear away from. But he said, but I'm seeing some things that I'm wondering what is going on here. So he took it to the scripture. Because what
he did, he'd say one day, he'd say there's a 3.5 years left for Israel, and the next time he'd say there's 7 years left. These two statements, you know, that's what you're trying to say.
That's right. And there's more things that he said that I'm not going to go into them all, but just for an example. But he realized there's something going on, and he wanted to find it in the scripture of what this is all about, and he found it. The fan is in his hand. See, that comes with the harvest. With harvesting is the separation process, and that was part of the separation process. The things that Brother Brenham said that were not by the scripture, that these people took and they did not take it to the scripture, and that's where the separation started happening. They started separating into a Brenhamite movement instead of following the word of God. Mm-hmm. And that's why Brother Jackson is so essential, because he continued with that stream, following the word of God.
And when you look back at it, that's why God sent Brother Brenham to turn us back to the Word.
That's
now,
right.
Everything that Brother Brenham said would be biblical, then you wouldn't have to go back to the Word. And that's exactly why he made those dual statements, so that you and I We will go back to the Word, and the same thing happened with Brother Jackson. He made some dual statements too. He made some things, said something that's not scripturally, like he said, the rapture is the first part of the week. Well, that's not scripture. He said something that caused you and I, we went back to the scripture and we stuck with the Word. And now they're thinking we're taking away from Brother Jackson. We're not. We're staying with the Word. We're doing exactly what the Bible said, exactly what these people were said to do, to turn us back to the Word. Well, if everything that they said would be 100% accurate, then they couldn't turn us back to the Word. That's what caused you and I to look to the Scripture, and that's why you and I are now pegged, because we don't go along with everything that Brother Branham said, and we don't go along with everything that Brother Jackson said, but we do go along with what they did say. That's in the Scripture. That's why we're ousted from all of these movements, and that's why we can say what we're saying. That's why we can say today that how God looks at the ministry of Eddie Bischoff and Sarge, that's the most important thing. Like these thousands of people that's going to be up at this funeral, and not one of them, they'll all lift up Eddie Bischoff because they're of his movement. It's like a cult. It's like the Mormons. It's like everything else out there, all these movements, just a religious movement. And it's evolved into a cult.
That's right. They just take certain things, like the Hutterites, they take Gemeinschaft. They take the all things common in the Bible, and that's where they center their belief structure on. And when you take it to history, it takes on a whole different meaning of what that scripture means in Acts. And that's the same with the Branhamites. They have focused their movement on the church order teaching and other teaching, and that's usually what happens with every denomination. They just focus in on one thing in the Bible, and then that's where they stay.
And the fact that they did accept the ministry of Brother Jackson, right. Guess what the Lord did? Okay, if you want to accept the ministry of the person that I'm putting up there, Raven M. Jackson, here's what I'll do. You're going to feed on something, because like I keep saying over and over again, everything is fed by a spirit. Where is the spirit of the living God? The spirit of truth? Or then, if you can't accept the spirit of the living God, if you can't accept truth, then God will give you a different spirit. A different spirit will take over in your life, and that's the spirit of that brood serpent. That's all the Branhamites are feeding on, the spirit of that brood serpent, and he'll do exactly what the Bible says. He'll send them a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie, and that's all they're out there for. Brother Branham, Brother Branham, Brother Branham, and they're walking into darkness, and it's just a delusion, and like I say, I got to know what the Lord thinks about this whole thing, about this big funeral that they lay out there now. And that's the only thing that matters to me. Lord, what do you say? What do you think? What do you say about all that? Well, they already let me know that Eddie Bischoff is a very dangerous man. He said, there's a lot of danger in that movement, and I kept my radar on. I was like, that's where my radar beam was. Always be Quinn. Always be on the alert. There's a lot of danger in the things that he sees. And in order to detect that, everything he sees 99% truth. But ever something comes a little bit of self-glory, and something comes in, and like I say, just using the ministry of Brother Benjamin. Now, if I went down there and I told them that, they would oust me. They would think I'm crazy to even think about saying such a thing.
Right.
He was the big man.
But if you really are not promoting of what God is doing, and he was using Brother Jackson to continue on, and then you will find that person is really doesn't have the best interest at heart, and he will lead you astray. And that's just a simple fact.
Yeah, that, like I keep saying over and over, I want to follow this. What did God do after Brother went off? He took the vocal cords of Raven M. Jackson. And then when he was done with Raven M. Jackson, we were all being tested, and he took you and I, and all we're doing We're not preachers, we're not scribes, we're none of that. We're just found to be found faithful and true, and all we're now doing, we're delivering that meat and due season, and we're putting out that living water, and what were we doing? What's our main theme here? It's exactly what the Lord told you after you were sitting here wondering, why are we so persecuted? Why are we ousted from everybody? And why did he put us together ever since he put us together? We have not been persecuted. And he just simply told you to hold on to the truth that's been sent to church age leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's our only mission. That's what we're doing. We're holding on to the truth that has been established and the hour now we're now living in. And if you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying, never mind all the persecution you're going after. Just put an effort in to try your level best to believe what we're saying, and you'll be happy. There'll be joy and speak will come to you. You won't know where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. But it's coming simply from the fact that you're believing what God is doing and the hour and time that we're now living in. And you'll find out. You could go out there and test it, and you'll find out your depression will be gone. You'll have joy and speak full of glory. All you simply have to do is believe the message for your day, and it'll be like he said to that woman after a while, if you can get yourself to believe that I am he, out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water, and you'll be driving down to your... Just praise the Lord, because it can happen, because inside of you is that well of living water, simply because you believe the message for your day. That's all it's ever been. That's what Abram did. He believed the message for the day, and he went out and moved on it. He didn't care what people said, his family and his friends. They mocked him, and there he is, going around telling people he's going to have a son, and he's already 90 years old. And he said he's going out looking for a city, and he said he's going to, his seed is going to be multiplied like the sand of the sea. And he went and told people that. And then they made fun of him and mocked him. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's exactly what happened. When he was 9 years old, he had a son or honor. And it's happened exactly like that. But in the meantime, people make fun of him. But even like they do of us, they make fun of us because we believed on the fact that God sent Brother Branham, and we believe the fact that God used Raymond M. Jackson, especially out there. Now you go out there, and all that environment will be completely polluted with the fact that Brother Eddie Biscoe was that man.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite strange if they want to promote him to be that man when they themselves, they will say that when we will... We'll let them know about Brother Jackson. What they say is there's the Laodicea church age is the last church age, and Brother Branham was the last messenger to this church age, and that's why they don't believe that God continued on with Brother Jackson. That's why they will find something in the Bible to use and say that it's not true that Brother Jackson is that vessel that God continued to work on when Brother Branham passed on. That's what they use. They say the star messenger passed away and that was the end. And it's not. God doesn't stop. That's where they're mistaken. Mm-hmm. That angel doesn't stop. That angel keeps on going to the Laodicea church age. Just like when Martin Luther, he had just to live by faith, but there was still other men that came out with truth outside of Martin Luther. There was Calvin, Knox, and other men that came out with truths of God's word.
And moved on, so to speak.
That's right. And that's how you can see that angel, it was restoring. And that you can still come to the age of Laodicea, how that angel was continuing to move on with Brother Jackson. And they missed so much.
See, they missed that little word. There's a little word. But in the days of the voice, here it is. Here's the fact that what we're saying is true. In the days of the voice, when he shall begin. It's all in Laodicea where it says that in the days of the voice when he shall begin, and he began with the vocal cord of Brother Branham. But that word begin means that he's going to continue. And as soon as Brother Branham The vocal cords were gone, they were on the ground, and then that angel took the vocal cord of Raven M. Jacks. He says, in the days of when it shall begin. Then he continued. That word begin, he continued with somebody else. Well, who is it? Is it Eddie Biscoe? Well, if I didn't get the word, be very careful. There are lots of dangers in there. And as time went on, it evolved, and the Lord led me to the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson. And then I found that word, what that word begin. He was the continuation of the ministry of Brother Brown. He was the continuation of that angel. It was really just the vocal cords of Brother Branham. It was Brother Branham. What's such a great man? It was just that God used his vocal cord and it was the foundation of the world.
Amen. Like when you will go to Malachi and it will say that he will send the spirit of Elijah again before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord gave me that scripture years before I even came to the ministry of Brother Branham. And when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham with the church age book and the seals, then I realized this is that Malachi spirit. That is John the Baptist spirit that is once again here on this earth. And that's really what you have to look at is what the anointing that was on the man. Not on the man, the anointing. And then you will see how God works. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, though, where my spirit said, I found what I've been looking for. It wasn't under the ministry of Brother Branham, because God had moved on already, because Brother Branham was no longer here when I came into this message. When I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, that is when my spirit within me, my spirit and my soul said, I found it, what I've been looking for. This is it. And I could not say that on Brother Brennan, because God was moving on in that righteousness for our day and hour. And that was that righteousness for my day and hour.
And you believed it. Mm-hmm. You moved on. And then, like I said, we were all being tested, and there's nobody on planet Earth that could do the job you're doing, because you've been honed out before the foundation of the world. Because one day the Lord told my spirit, without you there's no program. The program stops here, because now you're going to need Lorraine to continue with the program. Like after he had tested us all, after we wrote that exam, and all the things that we've been saying here, and then he used you and I to continue on. We're just portraying what that angel told us to do, and that angel so simply told us to hold on to the things that you have been taught. Mm-hmm. We're just promoting Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because without Brother Jackson, Brother Branham's ministry is completely incomplete, because Brother Jackson comes along and he cleans up the doozy. Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it 3.5 years or is it 7 years? Mm-hmm. Well, after Brother Jackson was done, he brought out from the script, there's 7 years left for the Jews. And that all these things, all these dual states, the thing about the pyramid, Brother Jackson comes along and those pyramids had absolutely no spiritual significance whatsoever.
The
and
New Jerusalem, up all these things. The New Jerusalem. And there's other things like I can't remember.
Yeah, and the Brennamites, they're still stuck back there without that understanding, without that knowledge. And what Eddie Bissell did, he made sure that door is closed. Not one word, not one belief, promoting Raymond M. Jackson. Well, that's why the Lord found you and I faithful. I find it, I'm so humble, I'm so unworthy to do that. But he knew that we're going to do whatever he tells us to do, because throughout life I've done exactly what the Lord told me to do. Back in the day, back in 1972 or 71, 70, he told me I had left the colony. He woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning, Sam, you're going back to Riverside. Well, after all the arm twisting and all that thing, finally I had to give in. Okay, Lord, I'll go back to Riverside. And then I was there for 30, 40, 50 years. And it was like like I was doing what the Lord did. Mm-hmm. And then when my time ran out there, the Lord came down and said, Sam, we got some work to do. I want you to go out there and I want you to expose that spirit, that driving that heart right thing. And he let me know it's going to cost you everything. And then eventually, after all the arm twisting and all the broken bones and everything that the Lord had to do to move on me, to go do exactly what he wanted me to do. So eventually, finally, I broke down and I surrendered and I went up to expose that religious spirit, that demon that's controlling the Hutterite Church. And then he got me to expose all these religious systems out here. That's what we're doing now. We're doing exactly what the Lord told me to do, and we're doing exactly what the Bible says, to expose. We're just exposing mm-hmm. it. We're not going out there to destroy it. Mm-hmm. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. That other thing is unfruitful works of darkness. All these churches out there, the Benny Hens and the John Hagees and all that, it's not of God. They're just being used by Satan to promote their Satan's agenda. At the end of the day, you're going to find out as time evolves, as time goes on, Jesus will tell you workers of iniquity. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And we're just trying to warn people, and whoever cares to listen to them, they'll find we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. We got nothing against the people. The people don't even know. They're deceived. They're thinking they're doing God a great service when they're doing their thing. But see, we know the full counsel of God. We know exactly what's going on, and we're staying the course because the Lord has hung us out, predestinated us to do that thing because He knows our makeup. He knows exactly what He put into us before the foundation of the world, and it'll take somebody that's going to be willing to lose his life for His sake in the gospel. He's going to be willing to walk away from everything, from family, friends, and house, and home, everything, because it says in the Bible, if you don't hate your father, your mother, your wife, your children, it's not that you literally hate them, but they're a secondary item. I don't hate my children, but they're a secondary item to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we go through, everything is secondary item, except the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our primary focus, and the Word of God is really the Word of truth mm-hmm. that we're fighting for, that we're standing for, that we're completely sold out to. And there's nothing in us. We're just doing exactly what the Bible says. We're just holding on to the truth that's been given to us in these closing days of time with all the confusion out there. And now here's the fact that Eddie Biskel passed away and he's going on to the regions beyond. And he's going to know by now that he's going to be doing exactly what he always wanted to do. He wanted to be this big man, and that's nothing in the economy of God. You make Jesus the big man, and you make the program that God had the big man. It was, like I say, it was Brother Branham, and then when Brother Branham goes off to sing, you have to promote Brother Jackson, because that's what God is doing. And anybody that does anything else, it's not going to make it. He's going to be found unfaithful. He's going to be found unworthy. He's going to be found going out in outer darkness. There's no two streams here. There's only one stream, and we're doing what God has required from you and I, to continue to promote this truth that once was established, and contend for the faith that has once been established and given to the saints. That's all we're doing. We've got nothing in on ourselves that has any value. At the end of the day, we're just a bunch of douchebags. That's what the natural man is. He's a problem, you know. That's why we have to mortify. That's why we have to crucify. That's why we do everything that we do is to lift up truth. It's really truth. And we don't even lift up Jesus, because Jesus can be anything. He's something to this person and he's something to that person. But it's the word of truth for your hour. That's what you're lifting up. And there's a lot of things that come out now. When Charlie Kirk was here, he was promoting truth, he was promoting Jesus, he was promoting everything, doing everything that the Lord honed him out to do. And then one day he just said, Lord, send me. And then the Lord heard him, and now he sent him. And what he did what he had to do. And at the end of the day, he's going to be found to be a faithful steward, because that's the challenge that God had him. Amen. He's not in our chapter. He's not going to be standing with our lot. He's going to be standing on the sea of glass, and we'll be standing with that bride material in the bridal channel chapter. But he'll be on that sea of glass, and then he'll get resurrected at the end of the And then in the 45 days, when that resurrection happens, like I say, he's got his place, because they say, I just read today when he died, going to that ambulance, he had an experience with the Lord. He says he saw heaven, he saw eternity, and then he died, and then that's where he went. He went right on that sea of glass. That's the hour we're now living in. And now everybody wants to come up. He's amazing and all that stuff, and oh man, the stories to come up with. But the fact of the matter is, we're telling you the truth. He was found faithful. He ends up on that sea of glass, and then he'll be resurrected and be one of those people. Blessed is he that is part of the first resurrection. That's all that matters. I know he's there. Because I saw him. But anyway, we could go on and on, but we're just saying the truth. We're just continuing on from where what God is doing. That's all that matters, what God is doing.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks for another day of life, for everything you've allowed us to see, Lord. And you spoke to my spirit one day that why you put us together to preserve this truth, Lord. And that's what we want to be found faithful in, Lord, to help people to understand what you've done in the Laodicea Church Hour, the vessels that you've used, Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. We just want to be found faithful in that, so people can know what you've done in this day and age, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.